Nevadans aren't the only ones tinkering with the schedule in the West. Wyoming's Republican Party has decided to move up its county conventions to January 5th. That's just 2 days after the Iowa caucuses kick off the presidential sweepstakes. We're joined now by Tom Sansonetti. He's coordinator of Wyoming's county conventions. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Glad to be with you today.
The Republican National Committee has said it might strip your state of half its delegates if you actually go through with this early contest. Why are you risking that potential loss?
Because the actual delegates that vote at the convention in September is, frankly, an irrelevant exercise. The selection of the presidential nominee in the Republican Party is going to be decided as early as February the 6th. So if a state wants to play, and Wyoming does want to play, at least the Republican Party does, in the selection of our next presidential nominee, we need to do it quickly. Consequently, our move to January 5th. If they end up taking half of our 28 delegates, so be it. Any influence that Wyoming will have had on the outcome will take place in January, not in September.
So it sounds like the strategy here is move up the calendar and then you'll see more of the candidates face-to-face in your state. Has that strategy worked?
It has. The proof in the pudding is that Wyoming has never, in the last three, four, five cycles, seen a Republican presidential candidate that has not already wrapped up the nomination. This particular year, we've had Sam Brown back, we've had Fred Thompson, we've had Mitt Romney, we've had Ron Paul, we've had Duncan Hunter twice, and not only are those personal appearances important, but the fact is a number of phone calls and direct mail pieces have been sent to our precinct committee men and committee women.
It seems like things have lately really kind of heated up between the states, with so many of them trying to prove the point that their opinion counts. Now, the whole point of presidential elections is to determine who will lead this country as a whole. Do you think that all this competition of who holds their primary or their caucus first might wind up leaving the nation more divided?
No, not necessarily, because right now the nation, if anything, was divided by the fact that only a handful of states basically five going first, Iowa, New Hampshire traditionally, along with South Carolina, Michigan, and then last time Arizona, ended up paring down all the candidates, whereas at least this time there's going to be about eight states on the Republican side and about six states on the Democratic side going prior to Super Duper Tuesday on February the 5th. But what we need to do is spread things out over a 4 or 5 month period, such as the so-called Delaware plan, that allow all states to participate if they desire to do so.
You've mentioned support for this alternative approach to primary voting, the Delaware plan. Can you briefly explain how that would work?
The Delaware plan would divide the 50 states up by population into four quadrants. So the smallest would be assigned the month of February. The second smallest would be assigned the month of March. The medium-sized states would get April, and the largest states would get May. So all states over that four-month period will have had an opportunity to participate if they so desired.
Tom Sansonetti is coordinator of Wyoming's county conventions. Thanks so much.
Hey, you're more than welcome.